All right, welcome to the 18th episode of the second season of Charlie and Me. I think we've gotten to the point now where we just release once a week and just pick a day. So,
pick a day. It's usually Tuesday or Thursday.
Tuesday or Thursday, one of the days, we'll find you. If you're not our friends and family, we don't know why the hell you're listening, but we got a fun one. If you are our friends and family, we got an All-American episode coming your way.
You threw in an extra word there. Spice it up a little bit.
I am spicing everything up today. It's a big day. Charlie, how about the 4th of July?
It was pretty 4th-y.
Anything crazy?
Except for the fireworks got rained out. I was out talking to Clear Lake. The fireworks got rained out. Kind of a bummer.
That's a big bummer.
Kind of a bummer. But, went boating all day. It was great. Beautiful.
So it was a beautiful day until it got rained out.
Yeah, we'll start from the beginning.
All right, where everything likes to start.
Woke up.
Nice.
Went down to the parade, naturally.
Of course.
So usually it's like a 2-hour parade, apparently, is what I've been told. But it started raining after like 45 minutes. So, you know, we dip into a local establishment.
Pub?
Yep. Family's there, family friends are there, it's a good time. And then at like 12 o'clock or so, the rain stops, so we, okay, bike back to our place, go jump on the boat for like 4 hours, 5 hours. At least that's what it felt like, I don't know.
Maybe two.
Man, yeah, somewhere around there. And then, yeah, just cruise around all day, and then all of a sudden, get ready to go watch the fireworks, and it starts raining, and they cancel. But I will say, they have the next day, so it's only 1 day delay.
Oh, it's just a one, okay, well, that's not terrible then.
Yeah, it was a legit 25-minute fireworks show. I think it's the longest fireworks I've ever seen.
I'm gonna one-up you here real quick.
Nope.
Pretty fucking cool. All right, so I'm a big fireworks guy. Love fireworks.
What's your favorite firework?
The big ones.
Okay, well.
No, the ones that when they go and then they look like a willow tree when they droop down.
Well, they're good.
And they make a big, or I also like the ones that are just like, they shoot up and there's just a lot of like, pow,
yeah,
you know?
Like the ones that like, you feel in your bones.
Oh, you can literally feel in your chest.
Like,
anyway.
Okay. I had to know.
I go up to Milwaukee on the 3rd. I drive through all the freaking Chicago traffic and go straight up north. I get up there at about 6, go to dinner. I go to someone's birthday party that I didn't know, but that's all right.
We had the birthday party.
So I was at a birthday party, and we were at someone's apartment. Michaela, she's an avid listener, I think.
Shout out.
Maybe. Shout out. Anyway, we were at her apartment, and we could see the fireworks in downtown Milwaukee, sponsored by Northwest Mutual. Literally went on for an entire hour.
No.
Exactly. Like, literally, it was started at 9 o'clock, went to 10 o'clock.
What?
It was insane. It was insane. It was just kept going. But the best part about it was, I was sitting there, and so we're sitting there. It's nice. I made sure to open the window so I could feel a couple of those booms.
You weren't standing, you were sitting.
Well, I sat and I stood, and then I walked around, and then eventually, like, because literally it was so long where it was like, all right, whatever. I feel like I've seen so much of this already. So I went and, like, walked, grabbed a drink, had a conversation, and they're like, oh, guys, they're still going on. I was like, shit, well, I guess I missed, like, 20 minutes of the show. So I walked back over, and this guy I've never met before, don't even remember his name, starts talking, and I'm like, hey, nice to meet you, blah, blah, blah. It's like, I was like, yeah, I love fireworks. He's like, yeah, I don't know. I feel like I've just seen fireworks before. I'm kind of over it. And I was like, do you want to leave?
I was like, it's the 4th of July. Everyone loves fireworks on the 4th of July.
Like, literally, of all times, I thought the guy might be Russian. I'm not sure.
Was he Russian?
Just kidding. We like Russians. Shout out Michael Sherinian. And Joe Stevens. But the most recent person on our podcast that was Russian was Michael. Anyway. I was very disappointed in this person at this time. So I didn't really know how to keep the conversation alive. I kind of like...
That's when you go like, shh, I'm watching fireworks.
Yeah. And then I made a move to open the window back up so I could feel some of the booms.
Nice. Grant making his move.
So I'm like, hey, I think we should just open this window again. Boom. Yeah.
Boom. Happy. Boom. Happy.
It was a very strange moment though. But other than that, great 4th of July. I spent most of the 4th of July at the beach.
Never a bad move.
Didn't hit my 72 hot dog record like I thought I would.
Did you get burnt at all?
I got burnt on my back. So I'm applying sunscreen. I go to the beach. I'm with a bunch of people that I know, but I'm not super close with. And then my buddy Abe that I obviously am close with. And I'm like, all right, here's some sunscreen. I'm applying it. It's a lotion type, and I'm putting it everywhere. Put it on my knees, put it on top of my feet, you know, all the bad places. And then I'm thinking about my back.
Yeah.
And I go, fuck. I don't know these people well enough to be like, hey man, we mind just throwing some lotion or throwing some of this on my back real quick? Let me lay down.
Yeah, you don't ask Abe?
Abe was off doing something. I don't know. I couldn't find him. Anyway, so then I'm like, screw it. I'll do it myself. Squirt some in my hand, just slap my back with it, and like try to spread it around. Then I go underneath, try to get it too. I guess I missed it all when I went underneath, and I just have a 5-star of like unsunburned skin surrounded by sunburned skin. It was amazing.
That's beautiful.
But then I went to the beach like 3 more times, so it kind of evened itself out without sunscreen.
Did anyone get a picture of said burn?
No, I didn't. It didn't allow pictures, but I did show it to my waitress at the dock the other day. And she gave me the remedy, which was a cold shower, some aloe, and some lotion. But then I said... Then I was like, basically the exact same thing's gonna happen. I'm just gonna aloe and lotion the place that I can hit, and nothing else.
It's gonna be your handprint.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, that's just good. It's not burn spot.
Yeah. So, no assistance in that department, but that's all right.
That's pretty funny. That's pretty good.
I before we jump in the podium, I had one other thing on my list here.
Address something.
Two things actually.
Okay.
First thing I'd like to address is mom jokes only are so bad. I got ripped apart on this one. So mom jokes are only so bad because we care how much moms think.
I can only imagine the conversation that happened.
Yes. So just gonna leave that at that, and we can step away. Second one, Charlie.
I like your clarification.
Charlie, you like ice cream. I like ice cream.
So, funny story about ice cream.
No, yeah, it's gonna get weird.
On my way home today, I stopped and got some Dairy Queen. Like, I need a little pick.
That's why you were late. Get it.
Yep. It's like on my way home, it's like I just scooped in real quick. I was like, I need a small blizzard. And just ate it on my drive home. Okay, continue. Sorry, didn't mean to steal your spot.
No, that's fine. I appreciate it. I'm glad you went to DQ. Have you recently bought a pint of ice cream?
How recently is recently? It's like within the last month. Not last month.
Okay, that's good. Apparently, it's become a trend where people lick the top, like open the ice cream, lick the top, and put it back on, and like someone went viral doing it.
In the store?
Someone went viral doing it because someone got sick, and she's facing a 20-year felony charge.
20-year felony charge?
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, it's a pretty stupid move. I'm like, okay, with them being punished, but that's a long felony charge.
So if the plastic is not on the top of that freaking Breyers, you better put it back.
I was gonna say that's. Oh, kind of person you have to be to ruin.
You have to be weirdly demented to really mess up. Because
someone's ice cream.
Think about that person that was just really needed some comfort food, was really upset, and they walk in, they get a pint of ice cream, and then they get like debilitatingly ill from ice cream.
You know, this makes me almost more afraid of buying fruit. I might not ever eat fruit again.
Oh.
I mean, that just sits in the air. There's no protective cover.
Well, dude, just wash it off. You're supposed to always wash off your fruit and vegetables. Come on, Charlie.
You wash your bananas?
Okay, no, but you don't eat the freaking skin, do you?
You don't?
Yeah, you should be careful. If you're eating that, man, you probably got some very fiberful poops.
But, like, I guess, like, yeah, I can agree with what you're saying on washing. But, yeah, dang. What about... never mind. I give up my point.
I know. The point is weird, but...
I'll let it go.
And then I watched another one where this girl literally took a sip out of every soda in the soda thing. I was like, dude.
But that, like, uncarbonates it.
You just messed up everyone's soda.
That's a lot of...
I hope they had to buy all of those. I hope they made them purchase every single one. Well, like...
Here's $6,000 of the soda you just bought.
What's funny about it? I don't understand. I don't think anything's funny about it. But anyway...
It's damn millennials.
I digress. That brings me to an interesting air topic. Sneezing.
Yeah, so I'm excited for this one. This could get fun.
We have the podium of the worst times or places to sneeze.
Can I go first?
Go ahead.
Your hand. Your palm of your hand.
Oh yeah, especially if it's a wet one. Like yeah. You've been stuffed up all week, and the sneeze feels so good, but you just go right in your hand, and it's just an instant regret moment.
And you're like, ugh. And like, in this case, ideally someone else is in the room with you, and they see you do it. And yeah. Like,
I got stories about that. Oh god. My first one, and this is where the whole idea stemmed from. I texted Charlie about this. When you're peeing at a stall and someone's next to you.
I don't like where this is going.
It's really awkward because, you know, you're trying not to sneeze. You're holding it in. And then you try to sneeze in your shoulder. But at the same time, you also kind of...
You're clenching.
You're holding everything in. Not really sure what's gonna happen.
This is the perfect potential for like a sneeze fart. I'm just picturing that.
You're just like, oh god. Oh.
It just goes, everywhere. Just,
everything happens at once. Every orifice you have evacuates, and you're very confused.
You're for sure gonna drool some boogies after that one too.
Yeah, well the hard part is too, I always sneeze on the same shoulder. I try to go away from where the people are.
I'm an ambidextrous.
I'm a left shoulder guy. I always go to the left shoulder just in case.
Ambidextrous sneeze right here.
But I always also go to the right stall when the left stall is right next to it. And I was like, man, I probably made that guy feel, I think I got most of it into my shoulder, but I probably made that guy feel pretty uncomfortable. So,
that's good. Bravo.
That's probably gonna take the cake, I'm gonna be honest, but.
My second one is the elevator sneeze.
That's a tough one.
You're stuck there on it.
That's a tough one, yeah. Especially if it's one of those long elevators where your ears pop too.
You get like the 33rd floor.
Yeah.
Floor two. Hey.
So, how about those Cubs?
Go Cubs, go.
My next one is going to be right before a kiss. going in for the kiss.
Can't say this has ever happened.
Going in. I don't think it's ever happened to me either, but I just thought about it.
Can't imagine it'd be good though.
Imagine just sneezing right in someone's mouth. It's got to have happened to someone.
What's worse, licking people's ice cream or sneezing into their mouth?
I mean, if you're gonna kiss them anyway, I guess they're gonna get those germs, but.
That's true.
I bet it ruins your chance for the kiss.
I'd probably say no, thank you.
Yeah. It's been a great night. Thank you.
And let's go for the handshake.
Yeah, I don't know if I want to shake your hand for that either.
Well, they're obviously not using their hand if it's going into your mouth.
Yeah, touche. Touche.
At least I hope they're not using their hand. It's so weird. My last one was going to be rush hour traffic, stop and go, and you're on the go part.
Oh yeah.
And like, oh, I gotta close my eyes to sneeze. Like, ah!
That's funny because I got a good story about that. A source not to be named.
You sneeze a lot.
It wasn't me, but I know somebody that, and I do sneeze a lot, but anyway, they were pulling into someone's driveway and they sneezed and the driveway had those two like pillars on the side and just knocked over the entire pillar. Killed it. They had to get it entirely rebuilt. A source not to be named. They know who they are.
You know who you are.
If they don't listen to it, it's their fault. My last one, I had driving on there, so that was a good one.
Was it clear?
I'm not going to say who it was, but...
That's a yes!
It was not. It was not. It was not clear. Answering a phone call.
Like, right on the hello?
Literally, like, right on the hello, like, you're picking up, like, huff! Hello. Hey, how's it going? It's awkward because then you like. I mean, at least you broke the ice in the phone call.
Oh, that's a great icebreaker's on.
Yeah. Oh, sorry. And then they go. Excuse you. No, thank you. Anyway, my name's Grant. I'm calling from Mid-American Energy.
On a plane or something.
No, because I feel like weirder shit happens on planes. Like people take their shoes off and like put them on your back and shit, or the back of the seat. There's some weird stuff that happens on planes. So, I mean, the Mile High Club is a thing, so I'm not going to stop at sneezing.
You're snorkeling.
I don't know how that would work.
Is it physically possible? That's more my question.
I mean, you're only going out, so yeah, but you might get some salt water in your mouth.
That'd be pretty bad.
When you just, I mean, you're snorkeling, you just go right back up to the top, you're fine.
Under the water in general, I guess not, is it just snorkeling?
I think you'd be okay underwater.
But I'm saying, like, you'd get salt water up your nose and your mouth, I'm sure that won't.
No, but you don't breathe back in. I mean, you have to eventually, but you just sneeze.
I feel like if you sneeze, you're losing control of a lot of things there.
Yeah, but it's all out.
But then you gotta regroup.
Yeah, just go back up to the top and regroup.
Okay, go fill your bathtub up. Hold yourself underwater, make yourself sneeze.
All right, I'll try that.
And report back.
All right, well, I'll talk to you in a little bit.
See ya. Okay, so now time for our interview.
Before we get there, I had one that was the best.
No, it's because you were leaving.
Yeah, I got it.
It's a joke. Yeah. I explained it. Way more funny.
It's way funnier once you explain it.
Way funnier, sorry.
Thank you for letting me know.
Yeah. Okay, you can continue.
The best part, the best sneeze... So when you're just laying on your couch,
you can let it go.
You can just let it go, and then you let your entire body kind of just relax, and you just like sneeze, and you just let a little fart with it.
Seeing it until you're back to the stall.
But I'm telling you right now,
just more socially acceptable.
But I'm talking about like peeing in the stall, you know, like at the urinal.
Yeah. I got you. You're not just standing there hanging out.
Do we miss anything?
Nah, I got my big curiosity out of the way about being underwater.
So. Yeah. All right. Well, let's jump in this interview here. We have an all-American interview lined up. It's going to be a lot of fun.
All-American energy?
Interview. Right. Interview.
Oh, I thought you said energy. You might have. I don't know. It sounded funny when you said it.
Here we go. All right, now we welcome on a reoccurring guest with what we think is going to be a fun story to tell here today, Jack Spooner. Jack, welcome back.
Thanks for having me, fellas. Good to be back on.
We're happy to have you. He's happy to be here. That's like the first. I think that's the first person to say he's happy to be back on.
Do I get a prize or something like a crown or?
We'll send you a sticker.
If you come to Chicago, we'll give you a pat on the back.
Yeah, maybe we'll. I was gonna say buy you a beer, but that's not gonna work. Anyway, we start every interview off the same. You've been asked the question before, but if you got a good one, what's your favorite Charlie and Me moment?
Or something of Grant that you think the world should know.
Ooh.
Well, Grant and I ran across this Facebook image from, what was it, 10 years ago?
Uh-oh.
Of dear friend John Shumway, where we were measuring how tall he was with an oversized...
Yardstick.
It was like a 10-foot tall yardstick, and I think that just showcases that we probably weren't the best of friends 10 years ago.
You know, that holds true in a lot of things to me as well.
It was a tough look, but I think you and John have managed to recover from that.
We definitely bounced back. I will say, he did volunteer for that photo as well, so...
Is there context to the situation?
Nope, we were pretty much just hanging out in his front yard, and we found a really tall yardstick and just decided to mess around. I also dunked that day on a 6-foot hoop.
No, you're just saying, how tall is
And I was not 6 foot tall yet. I was probably like 5'8".
Hey, with a wingspan, right? Or just...
I don't know. Well, I wasn't measuring myself then.
The math hasn't improved in 10 years.
I use a calculator at work, so don't need to worry about that.
All right, Jack. So why don't you go ahead and tell the people what you were doing, or one of the big reason... start over.
Woo, rewind.
How was the World Cup? We'll just go simple. How was the World Cup?
Well, we ended up champions, so that was amazing.
You're saying it's bloody amazing.
So I was at the second game for the U.S. where they played Chile after dominating Thailand.
Yep.
13-0. They only won 2-0.
Oh, bummer.
Bummer, yeah. I'm taking full responsibility for the lack of 11 more goals.
Yep, I would. I'm going to blame you as well.
I'm not going to, although I should give credit to the Chilean goalie who was the best goalie in the whole tournament.
There you go. I actually thought that the goalie they played in the finals, who they played, Netherlands?
Netherlands. She won the goalie glove.
She was good. The Chilean goalie plays for PSG, which is the stadium we were at in Paris.
Oh, so she was at home.
She was at home. She was feeling it, and there the three Parisians in the crowd were supporting her.
The three. So is that?
Yeah.
Was the crowd mainly American?
It was probably 90 to 95% Americans.
Wow.
So, yeah.
Okay. I might be really naive in this question, but like, can you tell that they're like true Americans, or there's people cheering for the United States?
Yeah. Could you tell they were assholes or what?
Yes, you could. But okay. just about everybody was decked out in full on American garb.
Like the 4th of July, like bacon, over there?
Yes, basically like the 4th of July.
That's awesome.
Faces painted. Now, they did, at one gate, they did confiscate a bunch of American flags, but at another gate, they weren't taking them. So I don't know what that's all about.
Huh.
I don't know if that was the fascist gate or...
Must be.
Or the communists, or I couldn't tell you.
It's the Mussolini gate. Yeah, you're not supposed to use that one.
Well,
it's in the fine print of your ticket.
So I gotta ask then, did you go all out and wear your American flag shorts and like American flag T-shirt, maybe a Gap T-shirt?
I did not. I did color coordinate. I had on a red sweatshirt and some blue shorts.
All right.
Isn't Chile also red and blue?
Yeah, but they're more red than blue, where America's a little more blue than red.
So, like, if it didn't say USA on it, and just, you know, just thinking here, they could your Chile supporter.
You might have been cheering for the wrong team.
They could.
That's probably why they didn't score the 11 extra goals.
Yeah, we're going to keep blaming you.
A nice scarf that said USA on it, though.
Never mind. We're good.
I made sure that there was something that... besides my face that identified me as a dumb American.
All right, that's good, yeah. As long as you had that in there, I'm not really sure what a true Chilean is going to look like, but I'm sure you definitely covered your bases.
It's not me.
Is the answer?
It's not me. Yeah. Yes.
So did the equal pay chant ever come up?
It did not in the early stages.
Okay.
I think because group play was more of a party.
Right.
We knew what we were
going to
do. So
you know you're going to win. I think the fourth game against Sweden was the only real test. But I had no doubts that the U.S. was going to win against Chile, even though it was only 2-0.
Right.
Whereas in the later rounds, which I'm somewhat glad I wasn't at there, because just watching them on TV was a stressful experience for me.
Right.
Those last three games were crazy.
That last game itself, just the finals game, was awesome. I mean, they didn't score until the second half anyway.
Yeah, 0-0 at half.
But, it's an amazing World Cup that you got to go to, even just to go in the group play. What was your favorite experience of just being able to be in that environment and see those, championship athletes right there?
Well, you can't beat seeing people doing their job exceptionally well on a sporting field. And now I sound like an English major. It was just a blast to see a team that knew they were the best go out there and be the best.
Yeah, yeah.
Which I've never experienced.
Sorry, not to cut you off. Would you say, like, what level of soccer fan do you think you have to be to, like, really fit in amongst the crowd? Does it matter, or is it just...
Does not matter.
I like the sound of that.
Yeah, you could have picked it up 3 hours earlier and had someone explain you the rules while it's happening, which was basically my father who was with me, and enjoy it all the same.
Okay.
I think that
sometimes, like, hockey's kind of like a sport where if you don't know what's going on, it can get kind of confusing.
I'm gonna be honest, I still don't understand hockey.
We'll take you to a game sometime. go to the Dallas Stars. I'm sure they're still doing something.
Summer hockey. It's the summer league.
Yeah, the summer. They actually have summer leagues up in Canada. I'm not even kidding. They go play summer leagues in Canada. They have a different name for them, but I can't remember. Anyway, it sounds like an all overall amazing experience. I would really like to make it to a World Cup game someday. If the women stay better, I think I'd probably prefer to go to a women's game to a men's game. Now that Tim Howard's not playing in the team anymore, I don't think. He's still in the MLS, but I don't think he's back on the World Cup team.
I don't think so. I think they've moved on.
Yeah, he was my favorite player, so tears.
Age discrimination.
Gotta be the beard. Gotta be the beard with bald head.
Yeah. He looks so frightening.
It's like a vein that sticks out of his corner of his head, too, on his temple.
Yeah.
I'd run away.
But basically, let's pay those women the same and move on with our life.
I mean, I think we could even get away with paying them more.
I mean, back-to-back champs.
They do.
Back-to-back champs. The men aren't even the best team in...
In North America. Yeah. I don't disagree. I don't disagree at all. Maybe we should just reallocate some funds. Throw a little Title IX at them.
We just shut them down and just move on.
Let's just end our men's team.
I don't know if that's the answer, guys.
It was a mediocre run at best.
Yeah, it's funny. Charlie and I found out Monday morning that the Gold Cup.
I knew Sunday.
Okay, I found out Monday. Maybe
you found out yesterday.
Maybe yesterday. That was Wednesday. that the Gold Cup took place for the men's U.S. team in Chicago at Soldier Field on Sunday night. And I was sitting on my couch doing nothing.
Huh. So you could have been there.
Yeah. Yeah, but it wasn't the women.
You respect women so much that you did.
Exactly. I didn't want to pay for a ticket to that game. Anyway, Alex Morgan hit me up. Further, Jack, you were at the All-Star game, or around the All-Star game.
I was in and around the All-Star events.
All right.
The game was the only thing that I did not get to for financial reasons.
Yep.
And it might have been the worst event. So there's that.
You kind of won.
I did win. I paid less and I got a better product.
I didn't watch any of the All-Star game, if I'm gonna be honest with you guys, or the Home Run Derby.
Neither did I.
But I'll tell you right now, there's two people that I've watched the most Home Run Derbies with in my life, and it's you two, Charlie and Jack. So Charlie and I, we started out when I think it's before I even met you, Jack. I knew Charlie, and we would trade baseball cards and watch the Home Run Derby every year. That was like two or three, maybe 4 years in a row.
Been a good streak.
Then transitioned, and I went over to your house every year for the Home Run Derby and the All-Star game.
Great time.
So the most I've seen was with you guys. I think I watched Ichiro hit his in the park home run at the All-Star game on your couch. Legendary.
I still remember that plate appearance.
That in San Francisco. Probably should have been a ground rule double because I think it got interfered with by that tarp, but whatever.
It's Ichiro.
He probably was rounding third by that point anyway.
That's a Hall of Famer you're talking about.
Like, yeah, I know.
Soon to be.
What a classy move. That guy just retires the moment he plays his last game in Japan and walks away.
That was pretty
special. It's probably a shorter trip home.
Well, yeah, shit.
Do you want to retire on the road? You got to fly back.
Yeah, I know. He's like, I don't want to go back to Seattle.
Home. You're all set.
Yeah, I loved it. So tell us about the overall environment around the All-Star game. Was it, it was around the 4th of July, so I guess it kind of was the 4th of July. But how did that entire, I think you've been to an All-Star game before, you've seen it, but how cool was this one in Cleveland?
It was well done. It was really well done. Everything was in a nice little area. You could walk back and forth between where the fan fest and everything for the kids were, and right to the stadium. And there's every imaginable restaurant you could want right there. Even though Cleveland isn't really known with their food, I don't think I had a bad meal.
Wow.
I did have local tour guides that I stayed with. Got helped a bit, but ate some good food, saw the most home runs ever. Everybody seemed to be having a great time.
So, I don't really agree with the triple overtime. If anyone doesn't know what happened in the Home Run Derby, finals went to triple overtime and it turned into a swing-off. How do you think would be a better way to end a Home Run Derby than just a triple overtime swing-off?
So, I was discussing this with the guy next to me, and we all agreed that they should probably do, like, the one swing-off, cool. You get to another swing-off, let's do something else.
Right. It's like a dizzy bat competition where they have to like
dizzy bat. We were thinking straight 60-yard dash because both Vlad here and Pete Alonso are huskier guys.
Yeah,
that would be interesting.
Or they have to hit a home run and whoever runs the base is the fastest.
That's another one. You could go. Both of them have to hit lefty.
Ooh.
I feel like that might open you up to some injuries. But first guy to hit a home run left-handed, boom. There's your winner.
I'd like that
one
too.
I was thinking, you know, one swing off, you hit a home run, and that's who hit it further.
Ooh, well, distance swing off.
Distance, yeah. or we could roll it back in the opposite direction. Bunting contest.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Who could hit it the absolute shortest?
You put a target, or you put like a little target in the sweet spot for a bunt. And it's like a dartboard.
You have to stop it.
Close,
yeah,
to the bullseye.
I think Japan had their bunt contest the same time as we dumb Americans had our home run contest.
And that's why Japan's taking over the game right there.
It shows you a difference in style of game, I'm sure. Not that I know too much about the Japanese baseball league, but
I'm still a big fan of the dizzy bat. Just have him spin around like for 30 seconds on the bat, and then have the guy pitch to him.
Dizzy bat.
Yeah, or you know how they do it in like what's the one with the beer? We like beer ball, basically.
Yeah.
You fill up the empty bat.
Yeah, and then you chug it. You chug a beer. And then you have, as long as it takes you to chug, is you have to spin, and then you have to hit it after that.
You did the crush can.
That might be an issue because Vlad Jr. cannot legally drink alcohol.
Is he not 21 yet?
No, he's 20 years old.
Oh well.
The duels.
Well, I guess he's disqualified then.
So there's the winner. We end up with the same winner. We end up with Pete Alonso.
Yeah.
So there you go.
There you go. It all worked out in the end. Oh.
Yeah. We're just as smart as the MLB.
Yeah.
Great. That was great crowdsourcing.
Yeah.
We workshopped that really well. Congratulations, guys. We're smart.
Do you think we're going to get paid for this one?
We haven't got paid for anything that we've thrown out yet.
Grant's gonna write a letter.
They're the first for everything.
Yeah, the moment we get paid for something, we'll let you know. We'll let everybody know. But
we'll be screaming it from the rooftops.
Yeah, we're still kind of waiting on that first check to come through. So
Grant, you and I had to wait a while for that first check for our random videos we put on YouTube.
True. But Jack and I have been published.
Let's hear about that. I don't know. I don't think I know this story.
I think we might have shared this last time Jack was on. But Jack and I have been on the show Ridiculousness.
Oh, yeah, you did share this, my bad.
Jack, what was the video?
I took a mortar-type firework, and I stuck it out my fly, and put a helmet on, and lit the fuse.
Yep, it was great. And apparently ownership goes to the person holding the camera, so I was like, the guy calls Jack because it's on his YouTube channel. He's like, who's the guy holding the camera? And he's like, that's my friend Grant. Like, well, he has to approve this. And I was like, so I get a random call on like a Thursday night. I'm a junior or senior in high school. I think junior.
I think so too.
And I'm like, yeah, I guess. He's like, all right, well, we'll send you the paperwork. And I was like, okay. And he's like, we're paying you $100. So, we split it. We are commissioned artists. Technically, I don't think this is legal, but I made a copy of the check and I mounted it. So just in case.
I should have done that.
I thought I gave you one.
I think you just gave me cash.
Oh. Well, I thought I'd give you a copy too, but if not, I can always make another copy.
That's entirely possible.
I know a photocopy machine making it up.
definitely illegal, but unless MTV's listening to this, I think we're good.
Yeah. I don't think I technically own the video anymore, or you technically own the video anymore, but it's still on YouTube.
It's still around. Still, yeah, we might have signed all of our rights off on that one.
Watch them make it.
But we were minors, so technically I think we can go after him for that.
Yeah.
Let's try it. There's another get rich scheme.
Another get rich scheme. Sue MTV. Not the first ones.
Alright, time for the last question of this part of the interview. It's a variation off the tattoo question which we asked last time. This time, if you were to make Grant get a tattoo, what would you make him get?
My body's your canvas, Jack.
His right butt cheeks already taken.
Yeah.
What if we made Grant get a tattoo of himself on himself? Because last time we talked about other people getting tattoos of Grant on their asses.
Yep. I like it. I think I should get my face tattooed on my face.
Your face tattooed on your face or your ass tattooed on your face?
Ooh.
That's a real inception right there.
That would go.
Then you'd be an ass face.
That would go really well. I've been called that before, but it wouldn't be the first time. I mean, I can't imagine walking into an interview and just being like, "Yeah, it was a bad joke." Yeah, I'm sorry. Imagine having to like take care of that.
The great thing is you already have a job, so you could get it and just, you can't leave that job.
Pretty sure my boss would fire me if I walked in with a butt tattooed in my face. In sales, he'd be like, that's going to be a no for me, Grant.
You gotta sign your next contract and work a clause in there that they can't fire you for any tattoos you may or may not get or have. And then when they do fire you, you sue them.
Yeah, yeah, for reparations. And then I get like $20,000, and then I live for like 2 months.
Then you never have to work again.
Yeah. This sounds great, guys. I really like where this is going. Let's work on it. We'll workshop it a little further, and then we can...
I don't know what else we need to do. I think we got this in motion.
This seems like a plan. All we need to do is book the appointment, Grant.
All right. We'll call Lars up. Or Lurch.
Lurch. His name was Lurch that tattooed me last time. Thank you.
Yeah.
Anyway...
Alright, moving on.
Yeah, thank you.
Last part is we're going to do a little trivia contest between Grant and Jack. Now, we're making it World Cup theme.
Oh,
so,
God.
We both are church ball champions in the loser's bracket of the 2013 YMCA Des Moines Rec League. I would like to make that note.
And I would also like to add that we led league in technicals.
That's entirely likely.
I made that stat up, but I'm pretty sure we did.
I think John O'Brien. Shout out, John.
Shout out.
I think he led the entire nation in technicals.
That year, probably.
The entire nation.
Yes. After one game ended in a fight. All right, moving on. Trivia.
Wasn't that with our own team?
Yep. Sister team.
Alright, you're each going to get two questions. If you're tied after that, we're going to a sudden death question. Grant, first question.
Uh-oh.
What country is FIFA headquartered in?
Gotta be in Europe somewhere. I'm going to go Switzerland.
That is correct.
Really?
It is.
That was just a guess.
I was really wanting to get him wrong so I could try to steal that. I don't know if that's how this game works, but...
Yeah, sure, that's how it works.
We'll play like that.
Sounds good to me.
But he got it right, so I don't want to play like that anymore.
Okay, so this is actually in reference to the last Men's World Cup, just because I don't know the answer for the Women's World Cup that just happened. So, go back a year. How many teams will participate in this year's World Cup? Or so, last year's World Cup.
The last Men's World Cup?
Yep. 32.
That is correct.
Oh. I thought it was going to be... I figured it was going to be 32 or 16.
All right, Grant.
It's one of those weird numbers.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's actually 17. There's a playing game.
Oh, God.
All right, Grant. Where will the 2022 World Cup take place? The Men's 2022 World Cup.
I think it's on U.S. soil. No, maybe not. Italy.
Wrong.
Ooh, can I steal?
Are we doing...
Jack, you can steal. You can steal.
It is in Qatar or Qatar, depending on how you want to pronounce that.
That is correct. That is the correct
answer. Is that men's or women's?
That is men's, and they're having to host it in February instead of the summer because it's only 110 in February as opposed to 390 in the summer.
Yeah, that sounds good.
Makes sense. I'm glad they made that switch.
So, Jack, this is for the outright win, I guess.
This is for the win. You get this right.
If you get it wrong, though, I can steal.
Correct.
That is correct. That is how we're playing now.
Yep.
Unfortunately.
We've confirmed this is the new format. Should I pick a really hard one?
I don't care.
I don't think Grant knows this one anyway, so I'm just going to say it. Jack, which of the six FIFA regions does the United States play for?
I'm gonna guess it's CONCACAF, but I don't know that to be accurate.
That is 100% accurate. Uh-huh. You nailed it.
What was that?
The CONCACAF.
CONCACAF.
Now, if you ask me what that stands for, I'm at a loss.
All I know is there's something about Confederation of North America. No, Confederation of North Central America and Caribbean Football Association.
Oh, all right.
It feels like they could have shortened that up a little bit.
Maybe made
it better. The confederation and association in there to make it really sound official.
We'll workshop that one next time.
Next time we'll work on that one.
So we're helping the MLB out and FIFA. I think we're just humanitarians at this point.
Yo, I guess we'll hit you up in fall for football. Maybe do a little draft analysis.
Done.
we'll rework the draft for the NFL.
No, fantasy draft. Fantasy draft.
We'll make fun of Grant's team tell him all his players are going to get hurt.
That's probably true.
Just don't get Jordy Nelson. Did he retire?
He did retire.
One of my team names was Jordy's ACL because I tore it up that season. Nice. All right, Jack. We appreciate you having you on. We're not sure that you ever go to work, but we're glad that you had some good experiences at sporting events these last couple weeks.
I tell you, it was painful to be back today.
I bet it was.
I do have a job.
We're glad to hear it. We're glad to hear it. Thanks, Jack.
We appreciate it.
Until next time.
All right, that was Jack. I am just... We definitely pushed this interview back just to make sure we had him on because that was fun.
That was well worth it in my mind. I hope you guys enjoyed it. Jack, thank you so much. Great, great tales. And he knows his sports trivia. It's mainly FIFA trivia.
Yeah, well, you pick FIFA trivia. It's something I know absolutely nothing about. I'm impressed I got one answer right. I picked Switzerland just because... I figure
it's a smart guess and it paid off for you.
Everything's in Switzerland that is like Switzerland's not even in the EU anymore, or never was.
So I don't think they ever really were
because they didn't want to abide by the governing banking laws. But either way, good guess, Charlie. I got a random ass question I read this morning and I really liked it, and I thought about this all day. Basically, pick like a super random sci-fi novel or like something crazy and think about what if like that was going to take place, that was real. So think, you know how like in Star Trek they used to have like that voice they talk to?
Yeah.
And now Alexa's a thing.
I was seeing like Spaceballs.
Ooh, like a big pizza?
They got barf. The half man, half dog.
Or like teleportation. I mean, it's kind of obscure and everyone has like thought, that's kind of the whole point of sci-fi, I guess. But as technology keeps advancing, think about, like, you're going to read something, next time you read more like a sci-fi novel, and you're going to be like, oh shit.
That might come real. That might come reality.
There's probably some nerd out there working on this right now. And I love it.
Fun fact for you. My senior year, second semester, I had to take another English class. I took sci-fi world building.
Yeah?
So the first day, Ryan Trapp and I took it together. We're sitting in the corner. Front corner, so we got there like right before class started, so there's only two seats left.
Nice. In the front, that's A spot.
I was gonna say, we got A. We said, based on our seat selection, said we want A's.
Yeah, we want A's. Did we sit next to a girl too? Because that's how I got A's.
We did. We did sit next to a girl.
That's how it works.
But So the introduction, we went around the class saying like what grade, like, what year we were major and why we wanted to take the class. I had to go first. And it was, hey, I'm Charlie, I'm a senior mechanical engineering major, and I needed another English class. I let this guy take it and pointed to Ryan. And the professor just loved the honesty, and he was like, you're an engineering major, you're going to write the best stuff. I'm like, what?
I don't think
have you read any of my technical reports? The car was propelled by the force.
The force was moving at blank.
The velocity of
love it.
Yeah, I was like, yeah, he didn't like my writing. he didn't like it.
English professors love my writing. Just want to let you know.
I'm very proud of you.
Thanks, man. Appreciate it.
Yeah.
But I want everyone to think about this question. If they read something, really weird, just be like, wow, what if that was real? And then think about how it would affect everything and like the entire chain.
And maybe share it.
Yeah, share it with us. Shoot me a tweet. Shoot me a text.
I'm around. You can tag us if you don't want.
You don't have to tag us. Just
let the world
world stew on this one, because I read it this morning and I literally have been thinking about it a lot. Like, oh, what if teleportation was real? I literally wouldn't have a commute home from work. I would just boop home. I could live in a different city. Think about how that would.
Man,
you could live in Des Moines and work in Chicago. You could live in fucking Thailand and work in Chicago.
Oh man, someone needs to make this. I've never thought about it like that. I've always thought about it like, oh, I got a 4-hour drive.
But then think about how that would affect like the housing markets. Think about how everything would be affected. Everyone would just live in like the places they wanted to live. And then everyone think about how it would affect the utility grid. Holy cow. Everything changes.
This is the new world.
Yeah, everything changes.
Not my world.
Oh, man.
Oh. Good stuff.
Yeah, I want everyone to think about that, because I thought it was a really, like, someone, I read it in an article this morning, and man, it keeps you thinking all day.
And let me just tell you, man.
Yeah, literally just, man. Man.
That's awesome.
All right, we'll wrap this one up here, an All-American episode. Charlie, what's your quote?
Well, it's an All-American episode, so I'm going Proud to Be American by Beyonce.
Ooh. Miss Knowles, I like it.
Miss... like that. Miss Knowles.
My quote to end it off is a softball reference. You can never steal second without your foot on first.
Deuces.
Deuces.